A guten Erev Shabbos. We stand here, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chayesara. We are standing here over a month since that infamous morning of Shemini Atzeres, October 7th. And there's something we have to look in the mirror and ask ourselves. Very important. And that is life going back to normal for us? And it's a problem. We know when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven wanted to settle their families and everyone else go fight. And very interestingly, Moshe Rabbeinu screams at them, Achichem yelchu l'melchama, your brothers are going to go to war. And then it says, V'atem teishvu poi, and you're going to sit here. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say, and you're going to be here. He says, and you're going to sit here. And Rav Gustman, in 1982, by the first Lebanon war, turned to his Bachrim, and he said to them, Achechem teilchu l'melchama, your brothers are out at war. V'atem teishvu poi, and you're going to go on and continue life as normal. You can't do that. You can't have that achichem yelchu l'melchama and you just go on. It's a lack in basic in adam v'chaveiro. You have to recognize that we, just like it's so clear to you, that the soldiers' lives, their wives' lives, the people living in all the in the north and in the south and almost everywhere else at this point, their lives are so far from normal. 230 people in captivity, meaning a few thousand of their family that are sitting around and suffering. V'atem teishvu poi? You're fine just sitting here? Really? Is that okay for you? It's a basic chesaron. You can't do that. You need to think to yourself of Moshe Rabbeinu screaming. Moshe Rabbeinu screaming at Klal Yisrael. Achichem teilchu l'melchama v'atem teishvu poi. Those words have to echo in your ears. Your life can't go back to normal. And Kodesh Baruch Hu's making that life's not going back to normal. But we are. But there's still the danger of being oblivious to it. It's so just so lacking. But what we really need to internalize is watching. I spoke about this every Shabbos, things that are happening. And recognizing that this is something we need. We need to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set this up a certain way. We need to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to see the power of various things. And then he showed us by taking it away. I want to share with you something that I shared as Shal Shudas this past week. It's just something important. And I want to bring out a point. And some of you might have been in Shal Shudas. But I'm asking you to... Someone came to the Chazon Ish. I mentioned this was the Chazon Ish's yahrzeit last week. And he said he doesn't understand how could it have been that Hitler was able to do what he did. Which is a very, very powerful question. How can it be that the Rayim could have power over the Tovim? How could we understand and wrap our heads that us, the Am HaNivchar, could go ahead and have Rishoyim take us? Aren't we the ones that are Kodesh Baruch Hu's closest? It's a very, very powerful question. And a Yid who went through the Holocaust asked this question to the Chazon Ish. How can it be that he had the power to do what he did, to kill so many tzaddikim, so many yidden. And the Chazon Ish said, no fire can burn unless we lit the fire. And he went on to say how the challenge back in Europe was that there were schools that were starting with non-Mesayra Hashkafa, with new modern ways of thinking, not the way we taught kids all the years. And the Chafetz Chaim went around crying that it's the Aveira of Melech, which is giving over your job, over their children to burn. And the Chafetz Chaim told, and the Chazon Ish turned to him and he says, the only way this fire was able to burn Yidden was because Yidden were lit the fire. They were burning their children's neshamas. And this empowered them to burn our guf. This is what the Chazon Ish said. I want you to understand, and I share this, that this hatred of sinners Yisrael you're feeling cannot happen unless we are hating each other. We're hating each other, Yidden. And I said, if you look at which people Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to be the victims, it was the people who are on the very far left politically. And over the last year, there was a tremendous rift, the last few years, between the right and the left politically fighting. And they reached a point where so many perhaps Yidden reached a sinner to some of these Yidden. And that sinner allows that the Ummah Sa'ilam can have that sinner to us as well. Had we not had sinner before, it could not have been. This is what the Chazon Ish was teaching us. We, Chas V'Shalom, have the ability to empower or take away the power from the Shani Yisrael. This is just how it goes. And you need to understand that it's in our hands. And I quote a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, who says, it's not possible. La'ilam la'yasu ha'reilim ra. Elam kin yasu Yisrael t'chila ra b'neim zelazah. When you see shuls getting attacked, or yidden getting attacked, understand that's our lacking in covered for shul, or our lacking of Ahavas Yisrael. We need to take responsibility for that. If people can have such deep sinner for brothers and sisters of ours, how did we think about our brothers and sisters? Unfortunately, it's fair to say many people felt that maybe these brothers and sisters were very far to the left. They maybe were even pro-Palestinian. And maybe you had an issue with that, but they were still our brothers and sisters. And maybe from the fact that we didn't view them as our brothers and sisters, we have to pay the price, because now we feel that they're our brothers and sisters. Everyone feels now that our brothers and sisters are in captivity. I don't know if we felt that way when they walked by us in the street. I quoted that my Rav, when there was the attack in Pennsylvania on the Tree of Life Temple, and everyone had reasons why it happened. When I asked my Rav, you know what my Rav told me? Did you look at your Reform and Conservative brothers and sisters as your brothers, or maybe did you give up on them? When they got attacked, everybody felt attacked. You didn't say, oh, it was Reform, it was Conservative, so it's fine, or wasn't as bad. Nobody felt that way. Now it even went further. It was our brothers and sisters who didn't know what the inside of a shul looks like. They were our brothers and sisters who did not know the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad. Sadly, some of these kibbutzim and yeshuvim, the first time God's name was even mentioned there was, unfortunately, when there was a scream of Allah Akbar. Wasn't even them. It's so, but we might have wrote them off. We might have not felt that they're our brothers and sisters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke us up. Oh, they're your brothers and sisters. And he woke them up, and he woke us up. And now we see all the different yidden gathering together. That's, so when I say, what are we doing? Remember that we empower our Seinim, unfortunately. What are we doing for our Ahavas Yisrael to take to the next level, that there shouldn't be any sinners Yisrael? How could you expect them to tolerate us when we can't tolerate each other? I'm, again, talking to anyone specific. I'm talking to all of us. What are you doing to promote Ahavas Yisrael today? Yourself. Is there a yid maybe you have an issue with? Atem Teshuva, you can't just sit here and continue on. You have to find out how you can change what's going on in the battlefield. By working on our Ahavas Yisrael, by working on our tefillah and our Torah, what you're doing is you're empowering. I remember the words of Yehuda Chassid. No goy has the power over a yid unless we yidin did it first. That's what the Chazon Ish told this person. And that's what my Rav told us when this happened in Pittsburgh. And this is what I'm sharing with you, just taking what they're saying and moving it to today. The last years, we got so far away, the right and the left, the from and the secular got so far away, further and further. It's going to be. We paid the price. We felt it really hard. Every brother and sister is a brother and sister, whether they're your type or not. And if we start loving, you will see the Sinas Yisrael get curbed. But we can't expect the Umas HaOlam to tolerate us if we cannot tolerate each other. So I ask everyone, let's be mechazik. Think about someone maybe that you may be an issue with. Remember, it's the Ahavas Yisrael that goes ahead and empowers. And last week, I'll finish with a very quick story that I shared about someone who wanted to become a Rav in a secular community. And the secular community, he went for Shabbos, and they were totally secular. And they were so excited with this Rav, and they were ready to hire him. It was unbelievable. A secular community was ready to hire a yeshiva Rav. And the Rav made one condition. Matzah Shabbos, they're ready to hire him when he went for his Shabbos. He said, there has to be a mechitza. There has to be a separation between men and women. That's my only condition. They said, for sure, they took a vote. And the morning, he was sure he was getting the job. And guess what happened? They came and they said that the president vetoed it. And the president said, I'm not masking. And the rule was, if the president vetoes it, you can't get hired. No mechitza. And the rabbi said, can I please meet the president? And he went to sit down with the president. And he asked the president, can I ask you why you have such a hatred to me? Why you have no tolerance for... And he said, I have a frum neighbor that I've been neighbors with for 25 years. He builds a nice sukkah every year, and I don't. I'm not religious. In 25 years, he never invited me over once for a meal, for a kiddush, for something. I want to have nothing to do with your people. Look at this. A lack of Ahavas Yisrael. An entire community had the ability to transform because they all were excited with this Rav. It was an amazing thing. Because one person's lack of Ahavas Yisrael, this, it didn't feel, it just didn't continue on. You really need to think about this. We affect, this is just a story how we affect locally, but imagine how much more we affect it. Please, think about someone who really annoys you, or is not like you, or you have a hard time tolerating. If you'll start loving them more, you will see the Sinas Yisrael will go down, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will finally be zeicha to good, glamorous, and glory days of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehiru B'yameinu, Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.